Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Cassidy.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Excellent.
Doing great. I got your headlines here. You picked the real one. You're going to the museum center.
Awesome.
Cool. All right, here we go. Is the real one a guy with his name tattooed on his neck tries to give the cops a fake name? Is it B, man tries to tell cops his name is Hamburglar after getting caught with 20 pounds of stolen meat? Or C, woman caught selling weed swears her name is Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
We're going to go with A.
You're right.
Yay! Yeah. Nice job, you guys.
That is it.
Teamwork makes the dream work, you know.
This guy might want to consider investing in turtlenecks. There's a 36-year-old guy named Matthew Bushman from Mansfield, Illinois. And last Wednesday, the cops put out a warrant for his arrest in a forgery case. On Friday, some officers spotted him and asked him if he was Matthew, and he said no and gave them a fake name. There was just one problem. He had his name tattooed on his neck.
Mm.
It says Matty B on his throat, and the cops saw it, so that kind of blew up his plan. He was arrested. That's all I have to say about it.
And that's it?
Yeah. All right, Cincinnati's Q102. Jeff and Jen, 9 after 7. We got a frost advisory in effect for the entire tri-state until 10 o'clock this morning. So it's chilly out now, but it's actually going to warm up to 62 degrees with sunshine later, and we'll be in the 70s this weekend. So, yeah, nice weather, beautiful weather. Right now it's 40. Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Renee and we have Courtney.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah.
A mother-daughter combination. Courtney, how long have you known this woman?
Oh, 33 years, my whole life.
33 years.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. Now, is she your favorite child?
My favorite baby girl.
Oh, you have others? They're just boys?
Yeah, just one boy.
You have one boy, and is he older or younger?
He's younger.
Was he a lot harder to raise than her?
No.
No, she was the handful?
No, they were both really good.
Equally good babies. How about that?
But we're 16 years apart.
Oh.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Wow. He was an accident, right?
We were both.
Same baby daddy?
No.
No.
That wouldn't be very much fun, would it?
That would be interesting. Like, for it to be right? You got a 16-year-old daughter at home and then boom.
I was mad.
Yeah.
At first, but now I love my brother.
Oh, good. That helps. So what do you guys like to do when you get together and hang out?
Shop. Yeah, shop.
Go out to have lunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drink a little bit.
Yeah, sangria.
Yeah. Nice. I love sangria.
I never go get drunk with my mother. And we have a lot of mother-daughter combos that come in here and just like to get wasted.
I don't get wasted. Mom prefers that, but not me. She's the partier. I'm like the conservative one.
Yeah. And what kind of drunk is she?
Well, I think she's an annoying drunk, but everybody else loves her.
Everybody else thinks you're fun.
Yes.
Yes.
She was always the fun mom.
So are either of you married now?
Yes.
Yes.
And I just got married. I just got back from my
honeymoon. Congratulations.
Congratulations. I noticed the henna on your hand.
We went to Dubai for our honeymoon. It's kind of coming off, but yeah.
Wow. There you go. How was that?
It was awesome.
Really?
It's super luxurious, super bougie, but it was very different.
Yeah.
Very, very
cool.
Was
it crazy expensive there?
Yes.
Oh, bad.
Yeah. My fiance was freaking out. Oh, my husband. My husband was freaking out during the trip.
Yeah.
That'll take some getting used to, right?
I know.
Is he from Dubai or No.
We're both from here. Wow. We went to Milford.
Dubai's a long way from Milford.
Yes. It was a 20-hour trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She was like 7,200 miles away from me.
And did that feel really weird?
Yeah.
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 I bet the wedding was beautiful. Was it beautiful?
Yes.
Yes. It was perfect.
Did it cost you a small fortune?
It cost us a small fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom helped, but we'll be paying on it for a while.
Yeah. For a little bit.
Yeah.
I know how that goes too.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any kids?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Nope. I'm officially on the train.
You're on the train. Oh, I bet that makes you happy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
Yeah.
She's been begging since I was like 21. I'm like, not yet, Mom.
Get pregnant.
Slow our roll.
I don't care if you're married or not. Just give me a baby.
That's
and we're
funny.
Catholic.
That's funny. And you're Catholic? Is that what you said?
Yes.
That's funny. Gosh. Now, I know where you work.
Yep. I work at Mitchell's.
Mitchell Salon and Day Spa. You got to say Mitchell. This is what I have learned in my years of broadcasting and
the full name.
Working with Mitchell's. It's Mitchell Salon and Day Spa.
That's
always
true. Yep. Otherwise,
all
you're
right.
Get confused.
And they're four luxurious locations.
Exactly.
You know, I live there. I'm going
come
there
and see us
in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. How about you? What do you do?
I work for a dentist.
A dentist.
Yes. In nice. Milford.
In Milford. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool.
Dr. Jane Walker. You got to give her a shout out.
Dr. Jane Walker, she rocks.
There you go.
You might want to wait for her answers to some of these questions before we start throwing that out there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is got a very good point. All right, so who's going out of the room?
I am. Mom is leaving.
All right, Renee, we'll see you in a few minutes then. As Renee
isolation
goes off to
booth.
The Jeff and Jen isolation booth.
She really is going in there.
Yeah.
And now that Renee is out of listening range, Jen, whenever you're ready.
What do you do the exact same way as your mom?
Probably bite our lip.
Your lip biters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's her favorite? Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Christmas?
Halloween.
Ooh. What is her least favorite thing to do around the house?
Clean. Actually, let me take that back. Laundry. She hates laundry.
Laundry. If she could change one thing about her work, what would it be?
I don't know, because she actually really does love her job. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I guess you could just always say make more money.
More money.
Yeah.
More money. And fifth and final, what celebrity would she be willing to have quadruplets with?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
All right. There's
him.
Your five questions. Now that Courtney has answered all five, we're going to bring Renee back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Courtney's. Come on back, Renee.
I always say if it's
great, they're usually yeah. It wasn't that bad. I was kind of surprised at the questions. I thought we'd get some crazy questions.
I taught her to be honest.
Huh?
I taught her to be honest.
Did you?
Told
yes.
her to be
good.
Honest. Here we go then. The first question is worth $10.
All right. What does she do the exact same way as you?
Smile.
Close.
That's a good one, but
she guessed lip biting. The way you bite your lips.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I watched you do that, and that's why I do it now.
Okay.
To learn behavior.
Yes.
Question number two.
Which is your favorite, Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Christmas?
Halloween.
Yeah.
There you go.
You.
There's your first $10. And now the next question is worth $20.
What's your least favorite thing to do around the house?
Laundry.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Look at that.
And $20 to the pot. Next question is worth $30.
If you could change one thing about your work, what would it be?
I love everything about my work. Confirming appointments.
People don't confirm their appointments.
No, I do.
Oh,
she
you
has
do.
To call.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that more of a tedious?
Oh, yes.
Type of activity.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like flip through a magazine, and then I forget who I'm calling. I may totally mess up the message,
Mom.
Well, you know, my dentist sends me those texts now at least twice.
Yeah, we don't do that yet.
Oh, yeah.
We're
yeah.
headed that way, but we're
that's
done.
A lifesaver.
You'll be so
yes.
bored. What will you do with that extra time? I mean, if
flip
if,
through more magazines.
Right.
Facebook. Interest.
Right. So tell her what you said.
I didn't know, because I said you loved everything about your job, too. But I just said, I guess, make more money, because we all want to make more money.
Yeah, who
well,
wouldn't
I didn't
make
think
more
about
money.
That. Yeah, yeah, I didn't think about that. That's right. My fault. Sorry.
No, that's okay. You're with the fifth and final question now. So far, you've made $30. If you get this question right, you get to double your money.
That's right.
Okay, so, come on, Mama.
Let's see how you do.
What celebrity would you be willing to have quadruplets with?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
You got it. Yeah.
We did.
Well, that's a good pick.
Done.
I know.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, he's so cute.
You got $60, guys.
Yay.
Nice.
Renee, Courtney, mother, daughter. You did say she is your favorite girl.
She is.
Your favorite daughter.
She's my baby.
Right.
I'm still the favorite. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game, guys.
Thanks
for having
us.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.